This is Ozarks at Large. It's Thursday. That means it's time to reinvite PJ Hrabowski into the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. PJ, welcome back.
And it's always good to be reinvited, Kyle.
That means that, you know, we liked you the last time.
Yeah.
We spend a few minutes each Thursday talking about Film Score Friday, which, of course, is tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. And you're going to one of the cinematic classics of the last half century.
Oh, yes. 1965, actually. And Dr. Zhivago by Maurice Jarre.
Maurice Jarre being the composer. Right.
And I think that no matter what your age, you're familiar with the movie or at least the title or something about the story. Maurice Jarre, he was born in 1924, French composer and conductor, born in Lyon, France. And he was of Russian descent, which helped for this movie, actually. Collaborated with David Lean, of course, and he composed the scores to all of Lean's films since Lawrence of Arabia. He won 3 Academy Awards, 1 for Lawrence of Arabia, 1 for Dr. Zhivago, and 1 for Passage to India, which came out in 1984. We're talking about Dr. Zhivago. He only had 6 weeks to write and record a score for a 195-minute movie.
6 weeks.
Yes. And he got a little bit panicky at times because, you know, inspiration doesn't always come when you need it. So it was a good thing that he was working with David Lean, because not only did the two of them work together well, but they were great friends. And Lean began working on Dr. Zhivago right after Lawrence of Arabia. And by that time, Maurice Jarre had immigrated to the U.S., and Lean didn't know how to find him. So he contacted MGM to see if they had his number. And the music director there told him, "Mr. Lean, you know Maurice is a very good composer for Space and Sand, but we have better composers for Snow and Russia." And Lean just laughed and told him he needed the number. And he needed Maurice in Spain ASAP, because Spain was where Russia was reinvented for Dr. Zhivago, which, until I did some research, I didn't know that.
I just assumed, I guess, that even though it was filmed during the Cold War, that they had gone to Russia, or at least Estonia or something.
Yeah, they didn't let that happen. When Jarre arrived in Spain, Lean invited him to see the reconstruction of Moscow, and it was really unusual for a director to invite a composer on the set. Well, Jarre was so excited that he went back to his hotel room and composed the theme for the film, which he played the next day for Lean on the hotel piano. And David Lean said, "I don't think this is it." So he went back and wrote another one, and Lean said, "I think we can do better." So he wrote a third, and Lean finally said to him, he said, "Look," he said, "forget about Zhivago, forget about Russia, go to the mountains," which was Maurice Jarre's favorite place, "go there with your girlfriend, write a love theme for her." So he spent the weekend in the Santa Monica Mountains and came back on Monday morning and wrote his fourth theme. And David Lean said, that's it. And that was Lara's theme. And Jarre said, "If you play Lara's theme on the piano, it sounds like a love theme, but doesn't necessarily sound Russian." Lean definitely wanted the love theme to have universal appeal. And even though the theme wasn't Russian, it became Russian with the orchestration, which was provided by the balalaika. Now, the balalaika, the string instrument, almost sounds kind of mandolin-like. Okay, well, years before, Maurice Jarre had toured Russia and had heard a balalaika orchestra, so he knew it would be perfect for Dr. Zhivago. Okay, here's the problem. He's in Los Angeles. He needs balalaika players. And he's going, what do I do?
So, like, in the mid-60s, balalaika players, not easy to find in L.A.?
No. Well, so what he did is he went to a Russian restaurant on Sunset Boulevard and talked to the guy there, the manager. And the manager suggested that he go to a Russian Orthodox church. So he went to this Russian Orthodox church. He's standing at the door while people are walking into church going, do you play balalaika? Do you play balalaika? Do you play balalaika? And he finally found a guy who said, yeah, I can play balalaika, and I can find some players for you. And Jar goes, great. Can you bring him to a Monday rehearsal? And he said, sure. So Monday, 24 balalaika players show up. And the biggest problem with it all was they were all great, but they all played by ear. None of them could read music, and they had to play with an orchestra. So Jar, first of all, had to teach each one of them by ear how to play 16 bars of Lara's theme.
Now, as you're telling me this, I just see this clock ticking in my head that he's got 6 weeks.
He has 6 weeks.
To get this all ready, and right now he's teaching 24 different guys how to
one
play this song.
One at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
How to play Lara's theme, 16 bars of Lara's theme. When you listen to the music, you notice there are a lot of variations on a theme throughout the score. And that's because the balalaika players could only play 16 bars of Lara's theme.
Tomorrow, Film Score Friday, 10 till noon. PJ, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.